Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church Family.
This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
Holding on to my faith. never give up. Even if it means you got to press your way. Hallelujah. Come on, stand to your feet. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give in. As you stand, God bless you. Thank you to our youth and adult choirs. Hallelujah. I'm not going to give up. I have declared that this year is the year of restoration. Amen. For us here at Pleasant Hill. So if the devil took something from you last year, I want you, as we embark upon this new year, to claim by faith that God is going to restore unto me everything that that old dirty devil took from me. Amen. Come on, turn to somebody and say, I'm not going to let him have my joy. I'm not going to let him have my peace.
Oh, no.
I will walk in victory.
Come on, Pastor.
I trust God on today. God bless you. As we stand, I do want to solicit prayers for our district moderator, Dr. M.C. Guillory. His wife passed on last week, and her funeral will be this Wednesday at 11 o'clock in Lake Charles at Christ the King Church in Lake Charles this Wednesday. And let us be in prayer for the Guillory family as well as for the Calcasieu District Association. Dr. Hilda Guillory, amen. She will be missed, amen. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, Ezekiel chapter 37. Father, we thank you now for this preaching privilege, and God, you know. And Father, we ask that you will give us strength. Father, give us a word that will encourage us. We thank you now for this word. Now may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O God, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 37, and we're going to read verses 1 through 7. Amen. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. If you have a mic that's on, please turn it off. Amen. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to talk for just a few moments this morning. Again, we thank God for allowing us to see this new year. Amen. Sister Green, happy birthday, belated birthday to you. I didn't get a chance to call you, but amen. We know that you're blessed to be 70 years old. Amen. 89 years old. Correction. Amen. God bless you. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, the hand of the Lord is on you. Now, I ought to be able to just sit down right there. Amen. Because whatever challenges you think you might face in this new year, the good news is the hand of the Lord is on you. Thank you, ushers. Amen. I greet you this morning with the word of hope and restoration. I don't know what valley you may have walked through, but I came to declare that the hand of the Lord is on you. Yes, you. You may have felt dry, disconnected, or even forgotten. But God has a message for you today. Just as God carried Ezekiel out into the valley of dry bones, God is carrying you right now into a place where you can see, where you can realize, and where you can do something new. Why does God put his hand on you? Well, because God wants you to see the truth about your situation. Sometimes we get so caught up in the surface. Y'all know we get caught up in what we wear, and what we drive, and who we know, that we forget to look deeper. God says, I want you to see what's really going on. I want you to see the severity. I want you to see the reality and the possibility that lies beneath the surface. God wants to open your eyes to give you a clear vision. Let me hear everybody say clear vision. So you don't settle for less than what he has for you. And not only does God want you to see, but God wants you to realize that even when things look impossible, he is able. When God asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? It wasn't just a question for the prophet. Amen. It's a question for us in here today. Can your situation change? Can your hope be restored? Can your family, your finances, your faith come back to life? You may not know how, but I've come by to tell you today, God knows. Amen. What you don't know, God knows. What you can't see, God sees. And what you think is impossible, I have come by on this Sunday morning as a living witness to tell you that with God, all things, I said all things are possible. Finally, God's hand is on you because he wants you to do something. He wants you to speak life into dry places. He wants you to prophesy over your brokenness, to declare his word over your situation. Don't settle for what you see. Start saying and start speaking what God says. If you're broke, declare, I'm blessed. If you're sick, declare, I'm healed. If you're struggling, declare that with God, I'm strong. Because when you stand for God, do I have a witness today who knows God will stand with you? And what was broken will come back together. So as we begin this message, I invite you to open your heart, lift your expectation, and get ready for God to move. The Lord has his hand on you. Oh my, oh my. And I need to tell somebody here today who feels like giving up that your last chapter is going to blow your mind. Don't give up before that last chapter has been written. You know, sometimes the devil will send stuff our way that makes us want to give up and give in before the final chapter is written. But is there anybody here who can say, I'm glad I didn't give up? I'm so glad that I didn't give in. Why did God have his hands on Ezekiel? Why does he put his hands on us? The first reason is because God wants you to see something. Let me hear everybody say, see something. In verse 2, the prophet says, he led me back and forth among them, and I saw great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. Ezekiel saw dry bones. What is a bone? I'm glad you asked. A bone is a relic of remembrance of what life used to be. Bones are an indication that at some point there was life, but now the life has gone, and all that is left is the memory of this relic. And God says to Ezekiel, I want you to look around, and I want you to see something. I have something that I want to show you. God wanted him to see the severity of the situation, because the first step to doing something about a situation is you have to have a clear picture of what you're looking at. You Bible readers will remember how God took Nehemiah outside at night and had him to walk around the city to give him a clear vision of how the wall had been torn down and the city had been decimated, and that clear vision formed the prerequisite for Nehemiah's building campaign. You see, he couldn't really do a great work for God in rebuilding the city until he saw how severely the damage was. How severe the damage was. All of us need a clear vision of the world around us, because it is so easy to become desensitized to the severity of our spiritual situation. God wants to show us something. God wants us to see things as they are. There is some sister here this morning, jacked up right now, because you weren't able to see things as they were. Oh my, when you first met him, he looked like everything that you had dreamed of. He looked like he had just stepped out of your mind into your life. He had the build, the Beamer, and the Bucks. In your mind, he was fine. He smiled right. He talked right. His belt and his shoes were matching. He had hair that was manicured. His mustache and goatee were working just right. He treated you right, took you out, wined you and dined you, and you exhaled and started sounding like Beyonce, singing, "Baby, you put my love on top. It's you. You're the only one I love. You're the only one I need." And yet no sooner than you gave him your heart, things began to go downhill. I know you don't want anybody to know that I'm talking about you, and that's why you're quiet right through here. But is there anybody in here who can look back over your life and say, "Pastor, I've got to admit that I didn't see some things that God was trying to show me"? Now he don't call you. He don't text you. He don't send you any Facebook messages. Amen, amen, amen. And you want to know what went wrong? Can I tell you real quickly what went wrong? You did not have a clear vision of who he was to begin with. Okay, ladies, y'all want to be quiet. Let me talk to the brothers. Let me talk to the brothers. Some brothers listening to me right now, you're confused and frustrated, because when you first met her, you were smitten because she had the eyes, she had the hips and the fingertips. She was a bad mama jamma. She had you buying roses by the dozen and candy by the pound. And not just on Valentine's Day, but any given day. Now she's always complaining. She ain't ever happy. She's increasingly unavailable. And you want to know what you did wrong? Well, I'm so glad you asked, Pastor Garner. Amen. Can I tell you what you did wrong? You did not have a clear vision of who she really was. God wanted Ezekiel to see the severity of the situation. He wanted him to know that it takes more than money to give meaning. It takes more than a job to give you joy. You can have all of that and still be dead. Will somebody help me up in here this morning? I believe that there's somebody listening to me right now. You got up this morning, ate your cream of wheat, had your coffee and your toast, but the truth about you is that you are dead. You are the walking dead. Amen. I sometimes wonder why some folk don't have a praise. They don't have a shout. Amen. You got to beg them to clap. You got to beg them to stand up. And I've come to the realization that the problem is they just dead. Come on, where are my folk who don't mind saying, "I'm alive for God. He woke me up this morning. He put food on my table, and he's been too good to me for me to be quiet on him. I've got to give him praise." But every now and then I walk in here and realize we're living among some dead folk. Amen, amen. You're wearing Gucci and Prada and Dolce and Gabbana, Louis Vuitton and Yves Saint Laurent, but you're dead. You rolled up here in a Mercedes Benz, but you're dead. You're living bi-level and tri-level and split level and even on the level, but if the truth would be told, you're dead. You got a cell phone full of fake friends, fair weather associates, but you're dead. You're a member of AKA, DST, Zeta, Phi Beta, Alpha, Phi Alpha, Omega, Psi Phi. But if the truth would be told, you're dead. You got your MBA, but you're dead because none of those things can give you life. Tell your neighbor you need God to help you have a life. Is there anybody here that will say, I need the Lord to put his hand on me? Amen. Vicky Weiner said, amen. As long as I've got King Jesus, I don't need anybody else. I need him to keep his hand on me. Y'all have heard me say before how when I was a little kid growing up, I used to watch my daddy, amen, whip my older brothers and sisters. And I made up in my mind as the last of the children that I didn't want my daddy to put his hand on me. I have seen him grab them by the feet so they couldn't run and hold them up and whip their behind midair. And I made up in my mind I was going to try to do right because I don't want my daddy to put his hands on me. But now that God is my father, I need to tell you, I don't want my heavenly father to take his hands off of me. Is there anybody here who's glad that God has his hand on your life? God put his hand on Ezekiel because, number one, he wanted him to see something. But there's another reason. He also wanted him to realize something. Because it says in verse 3, look at it, son of man, can these bones live? Recognizing their despair, God calls their conclusion into question by asking the prophet a question. Can these bones live? God wanted to know, do you believe that it is possible for things to be different? Or have you concluded that this is just the way it is? Amen, amen. And my brothers and sisters, that's the same question that God has for us. God has a question for us as we embark upon this new year. Can these bones live? God says, I know that things don't look good. I know you had a rough time in 2025. I know that your situation was scattered, disconnected, unorganized, disassociated, and disjointed. I know that your promise does not match your present. I know that your month outlasts your money. I know that everybody near you believes that nothing good is going to come to you. But I want to know, what do you say? Can these bones live? Because life, y'all, is all about perspective. And until you see right, things will never be right. Oh, I'm preaching and y'all don't even know it. I said, until you see right, things will never be right. Because it's not what happens to you, but what happens in you that makes the difference for you. And that is why no matter what goes down, you have to keep your expectation alive. Y'all, even if people don't believe you, amen, you got to believe in yourself. Even if people don't like you, amen, just go look at yourself in the mirror and start complimenting yourself. Some of y'all are depressed and sad because nobody told you you look good today. You know you, amen, you dressed up and you put it all together and not one person has come and said, girl, you look good today. Or, I like that suit that you have. You ought to stop waiting on folk to come get in the mirror and speak to the man or the woman in the mirror and say, baby, I know I'm looking good. I know I'm handsome. I know I got it going on. It's a matter of perspective. Even if they don't like the song you sing, sing it anyway. If they don't want to ride on the train that you're on, amen, that's all right. That's most seats for me. I can move around. Amen, amen. If they don't want to get on that elevator that you're on that's taking you up, that's all right. Stay out there. I can go up with God all by myself, but I'm not going to let you, or nobody else keep me from getting what God has for me. Where are my folk who know it's a matter of perspective? Son of man, can these bones live? Now look at how Brother Ezekiel responds. He says, I don't know. Can these bones live? Lord, I don't know. But he had enough sense to say, but you know. Come on, how many times have you come up on situations in life you didn't know how to fix it? You didn't know how it would work out. Amen. But you heard grandma, you heard mama or daddy say, amen, turn that thing over to Jesus. Stop worrying about it. Oh, I know I ought to got, I have more witnesses up in here than that. And he will work it out. Where am I worked it out, saints? Amen. If he worked it out for you, get on your feet. Come on. Give him a worked it out praise. He worked it out. I didn't know how I was going to make it. I didn't know how I was going to come through. But here it is, 2026. I'm a survivor because God worked it out. Give him praise up in here today. I need to stop right here and tell somebody that what you don't know, God knows. What you can't see, God can. What you don't know about this year, God knows. You may not know what this new year holds, but God does. You may not know how things will work out, but God does. You may not know how your child's situation will turn out, but God does. Can these bones live? Ezekiel said, I don't know, but Lord, you know. God, you have the power. You have the wisdom. You have the insight. You have the capacity. You have the ability. You can speak and things will happen. You declare and things appear. You call those things that are not as though they were because you are the God of the impossible. What is impossible with us is possible with you. He said, I don't know what is possible here, Lord, but I know that you know. I can talk about what was, but you can talk about what's going to be. He wants them to see something. He wants us to realize something. But then finally, and I'm done, he had his hands on Ezekiel. He has his hands on us because he wants us to do something. Nudge your neighbor and say, he wants you to do something. Do something. God said to the prophet Ezekiel, you're right. The bones are dead. They're dry. But I don't want you to write the obituary yet. That's somebody's testimony up in here. Amen. Y'all remember that passage where Paul was bitten by the snake? And the Bible says folk were just standing around waiting on him to die. There are some of you in here, you don't even realize it, but some folk you think are your friends, some folk that you think got your back. Amen. When you were in the midst of your trouble, when you were in the midst of your problem, there was some people, amen, sitting back waiting on you to die. But God told Ezekiel, yeah, you're looking at these bones, but don't write the eulogy yet. As a matter of fact, tell Earl and them back in the kitchen, don't drop the